Hey, what's up, guys? It's Monday, and you're Front Row with Jackie Rowe. And for all my listeners out there and all the kids that's going back to school, happy back to school. All right, today, guys, I have a special guest in the music industry, and he goes by the name of Weather Park. And he is a very famous son to a very one of the legendaries of our time, old Dirty Bastard. This is one of his youngest son. And welcome. How are you?
Peace. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So, I heard that you're from BK.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So, tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Well, you know, for all of you that, you know, is not too familiar with, you know, Weather Park or who Old Dirty Bastard is, you know, Old Dirty Bastard is a former member of the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, I feel like me specifically, I represent both sides of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Weather Park, because I come from, you know, I come from a time where music was still in a very lyrical, you know, lane, and then it transitioned into what it is now, even though it's still music and I embrace it in all forms. I feel like it kind of makes me the leader of the new school without any pressure, just because I come from both sides, you know, and I understand both eras with, you know, down to a key, because I come from that lyricist era, but I grew up in this one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I adapted in two different ways. And it allows me to understand both sides on a whole different level. And I think that's why my music is so great, you know, which will be heard. But yeah, absolutely.
All right.
That's definitely who Weather Park is. I represent both sides, leader of the new school.
All right. Well, tell them about your father. What is some of the memories that you remember about your father? Because he is a legendary hip-hop artist, and he is a part of the Wu. So let them know who your dad is and what they can remember to see and understand that, to stand out as far as this new generation when they see him and they understand who he is.
Well, honestly, I think that the new generation tends to replicate minor and major pieces of my dad without them knowing, because it's been passed on so many different times throughout the time,
mm-hmm.
from different artists that has came in and out of the game, some that's still here. So you have your pioneers like Busta Rhymes, you have certain people like, you know, Cardi B, you have a whole bunch, there's a lot of different other artists that has, even ASAP Rocky, like with the braids, just the styles from the game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it has grown so much. So
you mean his trend, know. His trend and
yes.
His style.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you mm-hmm. know, his mannerisms, and that has become a norm in the music industry. Basically, not to just rap all the time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
On a whole album, I think that alone is something that can be captured. Just the artist and the entertainment, the way he, you know, projecting himself and his energy. I think that's the best memory that anybody can have, especially if you're a hardcore fan. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's something that you will always want to go back to and pass on for generation, as it's already been done. All right.
So as growing up, were you always around him? Or, you know, when you were young, did he take you to the studios with him? Do you remember any of those times?
Well, honestly, no, but like my dad was around, like when he'd come in town from being on tour, he'd hit my mom up, and then my mom dropped me off to him, and then I'd just be with the family, you know what I mean, for that little duration of time. But honestly, I really feel like for me, I'm not gonna say I didn't get enough of those. I feel like they were enough, because
mm-hmm.
usually, you know, when you grow up, a lot of those memories that you don't really get to dig in, get suppressed, and you forget about them. But being that I can distinctively remember each of those experiences, I know that's
awesome.
Something that is, you know what I mean? It's supposed mm-hmm. to be with me. So, absolutely no studio, but definitely embrace, definitely.
So, could you tell us some, what, you know, just give us a little memory that you remembered about him that stands out to you?
Okay, well, yeah, absolutely. I remember me and my mom was over at his house, and I woke up in the middle of the night, it was pitch black, and I was a kid, so I was scared people died a lot. So I kind of was like sitting up in the bed, but I was crying. You know, because I didn't want to wake them up. Mm-hmm. But my mom heard me, so she woke him up. And then he was like, "Yo, what's wrong with you?" I told him I had to use the bathroom. And then he kind of woke me to the bathroom. He kind of told me, "Don't be, it's nothing to be afraid of." He stood at the bathroom door waiting for me. And then we went back to the room.
Wow, that is special. And how old you was that time? How old were you?
I was super young, and I remember, I know I was super young because that morning, I just remember watching cartoons on the TV and eating cereal, and I remember because I just remember looking back and seeing my mother and him sitting behind me, just, you know, I guess that's how it be, you know what I mean? When you were a kid, when you with your parents, they watching you do your little thing, you ain't really doing much.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just doing your thing and they just chilling, talking. I guess that's really how it be, like, in the mind of a child, you know, we just see it for what it is, but we just more into what's going, what we into, you know what I mean? But definitely, word.
Good. When did you really realize that he was a big celebrity?
I think it was really mostly because around like 12, 13, I was already going to like Rock the Bell shows. You know what I mean? So I think it was that. Like, I think it was more of me being embraced by like Alicia Keys, Swiss Beats. I'm being embraced by the people that my peers are captivated over, or these are the people that my peers and my teachers or the people around me they overjoyed when they see something or hear something about them, just the music alone. So I think that part for me, you know, and it was a gift and a curse as well, because
why do you say that?
I say that because, you know, honestly, just from being from Brooklyn, when you get to see poverty at its finest degree, and then you get to experience something a little bit more above average, but you're being respected on the common ground, but then you have to go back into this world. You have to wait like every once a year to feel like, not like, you know, it's like a sense of trying to find myself. And it was like a little challenging because of the difference in the two worlds, you know. What I mean, because the challenges that I may face over here don't exist, but when I'm here, they do. And I have to basically, you know, oversee that with my mentor. And that was the whole, like, you know, development of me in general, really.
So when you said over here, you mean that when you're in Brooklyn and that part of where I can say Bed-Stuy, was it a different upgrowing where you were, when you were in that part of Brooklyn for you?
I feel like when you live in, I'm going to say New York, I feel like, see, the society is more, like, our aspirations are different.
Speak on it.
Where I come from and what my peers may come from. So what I see, they don't see all the time. And it's like you could get caught in a world where I could lose sight of who I was born to be. And become a product of this environment because the people around me wasn't designed to help me build myself. You know what I mean? And that's because, you know, not to go into the system, but, you know, just being born in the world where it's...
No, like, talk about it. I want people to know who you are before I get into your music. That's why I'm letting you flow. I want people, because, you know, see, a lot of times people get missed, you know, read because of who they're, you know, they're affiliated with. And then, you know, when you come out with your music and stuff like that, they be like, oh, you know, but when they know who you are, it's like when you're telling and you're rapping, you know, the songs and you kicking the rap words and stuff, they could identify because now they know your history. They know what you went through. They know who you are, because if someone don't understand where you're coming from, they don't know where you're going. You feel me? So you need to let people know who you are. That's my podcast, is to really dig deep into and give people an outlet to be like, you know, talk. I don't want to talk about all the other shit that everybody else do. I want to get to know you. I want you to let the people know who you are, you know, what you went through. Yeah, having a dad that was very famous and everything, but what was are some of the things that you had to deal with? And that's why I'm letting you embark on it, because I want people to know when they hear you, they can identify with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So speak on it, you know, speak in vibe and let people know what you went through and why you rap. Why are you rapping right now? Is it because it's the trendy thing, or do you want to send a message? You know what I'm saying? Do you, you know, is it the love for you? Yeah. Does it make you feel good when you do it? You know, do you feel like you're following behind your father's footsteps? You know, what is it that you want people to know about you?
Well, honestly, I can't even say I'm following behind my dad's footsteps, because I feel like, in a sense, even when I feel like this is like, it sounds crazy, but I know he will come behind me. Like, even if I don't want to.
Why do you think it sound crazy? It doesn't sound crazy. Like, don't second guess yourself. Like, you, right? You know, it's
right.
Nah, that's him. Follow. You feel him behind you. He's behind you.
Nah, he is. You know what I mean? You're right. I ain't gonna lie. And that's my most powerful. I can't call him a weapon, but he basically, even if I don't want to work, he makes me work.
He's there in the mind, yeah. Soul. He's not in the body, but he's there for you. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So he motivates you. He gives you the inspiration. And that's good for a lot of young kids to hear right now in this, you know, because some kids that's out there that have dad that's not celebrity, but someone that's passed away, but they need to kind of connect with you. You know what I'm saying? This could bring people to you while you elaborating and talking about, you know, who inspire you. He doesn't have to be in the physical. He's in the mental. So just, you know, let them know.
Yeah, I always say honor thy mother and thy father. You know,
amen.
You know, yeah, like, you know, my mom is, you know, she keeps me, you know, my mind in the right place as far as, you know, where my energy goes. And I've been through, you know, the trial and tribulation, just, you know, trying to figure out myself with my parent, because, you know, I'm pretty sure her job was way harder once she became, you know, not like a widow, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Basically, became widowed. So
are you, I'm sorry, my mistake, but just because I like to try to stay on top of things, and I'm sorry to cut you, but so, because you made a, you know, you made a comment when people don't, are you the only son for your mother by him? So I'm trying to figure, are you the only? All right. So see, that makes a big difference by you being an only child, you know what I'm saying, for just your mother alone. And, you know, you want people to understand, what does that feel like for you, you know, because even though he has other kids, are you close with your other brothers and sisters?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. All right. And they understand what you go through as the youngest, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they definitely, you know, they listen to me, and they're there for my mom, and they got me in any way that I need.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, you know, when you say you're by yourself and you have to go through all this stuff, it's kind of like you're self-teaching yourself how to stay afloat and how to be in the know of everything that's going on. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Good. So, you know, okay, so now let's look back. What brought you to the music? Like, when did you, you know, say, you know what, I want to get into this whole music thing? Is it the trend of it that was the main thing, or did you feel it to say, yeah, this is what I want to do?
Honestly, it was just, you know, the environment, growing up in Brooklyn, friends, you know, freestyle. I think that's just a part of, like, growing up in the hood in a way. You play basketball or you rap, but it's not really, you know, it's just because that is our inspiration. That's what we see. So that's what we deem successful as teenagers, coming from the place that we grow up in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, cause this is before I had knowledge of who my dad actually, even if I'm going to these places, I still, it hasn't fully hit me that my dad is, you know, who he is. So.
Yeah, say his name. Keep his dad, your dad name alive.
Absolutely, old dirty bastard, you know what I mean? I'm humble, you know, I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to, because not that people's opinion don't matter to me, but just on a more humble level, sometimes people, like, without knowledge, may take things the wrong way. So I like to, like, break things down as much as I can. yes. so that it can be understood in all ways, you know what I mean?
And it's very understood. That's why I'm trying to help you to be very clear and very specific so people get an understanding of who you are. You know what I mean? Weather Park, you know what I mean? He has a lot of kids, and we want people to know that this is the youngest of Old Dirty Bastard's, you know, sibling, and you're Weather Park, and you want people to understand when they hear your music what you're talking about. So when you said, and I asked you, I said, when did you really understood who your dad was, you know, and you gave me a little something about that. And so now, when did you really start saying to yourself, I really want to do this, and you just answered and said it's because you know where you grew up at, it's either basketball or it's either rapping. So what made you start forming your whole, you know, let me get this, let me get all of this out of me and say, let me just start writing, and you know, where did it come from? Where did your pain come from? You know what I mean? So what people could understand who you really are and what you're spitting about.
Okay, well, I never really, you know, early in our conversation, you know, I told you that basically, you know, being that I come from a legacy, not that nobody doesn't come from a legacy, but what I come from, it allows my aspirations to be different from others.
Right.
My pain is not easy to be felt. So I didn't have a way to express myself to my peers that to a way where I can get an answer that made sense to me. It was always like an opinionated based answer that I got.
Right.
And it didn't sit well with me, especially with me knowing that I'm just trying to figure myself out, and that maybe my immediate family is not really, because this is like old testing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like universal testing, and you go through these things to find your hone your skill. And through those times that I spent with myself, the only thing I had was a book, my feelings, and a pencil.
Wow. Okay. Like most young rappers these days. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just saying, like, it's just, you know, the place it took me was, in the beginning, it was a dark place. Because it allowed me to understand my pain and live with it in a different way. Because now I'm embracing it and I rap it. So I feel good about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that energy alone is something that I never wanted to live without. And I think that's what created the fire in me to actually, you know, just keep being this artistic as I can and experimenting with my craft as much as I can.
All right, so could you give me a little freestyle real quick?
Absolutely.
All right, well, all right. Do your thing.
All right, I said, word is born when I speak through the Pro Tools, so cool, Christian Dior, girl, these my boat shoes. Won't lose, got more game than most dudes. Leaving always still what I want to do, supposed to. Cock back, get my posture ready. Dug light, but the nine is heavy. Hold my breath, just the God is steady. Send a wave, but without the levees. Cool black, gun-sized spaghetti. Like, time got me people in the street. Vampire life. Thoughts about my dad got me thinking about me dying twice. Applying ice. She sucked it slow, I take to rewind the night. Find the light. Move through the darkness with it to find the ice. Love, hate, with skinny jeans. Can't send my money in. Same patch through the lights.
Sorry.
Not the one stirring the pot. Ain't put nothing in it. Stay cracked, they fiend on the block. Niggas was fucking with it, bro. I can't see him. I got Cartier range. I don't know. We smoke from Cali. Hit the Cartier range, G. Hold on.
I liked that the dog, even though my dog started barking and my dog was,
okay.
You know, yeah, but I liked it, the fact like he felt like he was feeling it, you know? Yeah, that was tight though. That was tight. Go ahead, you know, take your time, you know, but then meanwhile, till you get back to it, let people know how to get in touch with you. You know, give them all your social media's handles, how to find you through all your, you know, social medias, web, you know, whatever you have out there so people can stay in touch.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just mostly Instagram head. I have Facebook, but you know, I don't really deal with Facebook too much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Instagram, weather_park. I do have the TikTok, and it will be used more in the near future. But the same, weather_park. Everything is pretty much weather_park. There's nothing else on Spotify or streaming platforms, YouTube, Weather Park. No, it's only one me.
So, okay, yeah. So if you can tell a young kid that was going through what you went through, what would you tell him?
Put God first. That's it. I'll tell him put God first, because I feel like that unseen power is greater than anything.
Mm-hmm.
That unseen force. You just gotta, it's not as much, believe it and believe it, because I believe that our mind exists in the fourth dimension, because of it's unlimited, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's no limitations for where the mind can go, so you can actually smell things in your head. You can remember a smell in your head,
mm.
you can turn sounds up and down,
yes.
like a volume in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you already connected to the source.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is just keep, it's about a will, but it's not a begging will. It's like praying with conviction, basically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them that. Keep God first, because you already got that. And so whatever you want, it's just, you already have it, you see it. That's why you know it's there. It's just, don't think, if you believe something works for you, believe something works against you.
That's what's up. And now, when is your album dropping? Your mixtape? What's coming out? What can we expect from you?
Okay, so I have an album coming out soon. I'm not too sure on the release date. My label, we just figuring it out. You know, we're just trying to make sure that we do the right things, because it's very strong, it's very solid.
Mm-hmm.
But the name of my album is Son of a Bastard. That will be coming soon. I have a single from the album that'll be dropping to introduce the album called Vibe. Things might change because the direction of my songs is they're great. So my label is kind of stuck right now. They don't know what to do with me. They're like, damn, this is fire, but then you just bring us this. You know what I mean? So things are changing. Like, But things are looking real good, and I'm soon to release another single. I wanted to drop this video I have called Hold On, and I'm still just going through the chambers with my manager, because it's a very strong song, and I know the people will love it, and the kids as well, so it's very energetic. But as far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's it. My album, Son of a Bastard, is coming. You could say the single to the video Vibe, but it might change. I'm sure it will. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give no names to other songs as of yet. And I have my video for my single that's out now, Hold On. It's a feature song with a female artist called Tazzy that also represents Brooklyn, which is a very hot song. Go check it out, everybody. And yeah.
All right. So you heard it, guys, from Weather Park. Look out for him, y'all. I mean, this is, definitely some new heat coming from out of Brooklyn, Best-Eye. And we want to support him and expect him to drop when again?
Say that again?
When are you expecting to drop again?
Well, are you talking about the video, or are you talking about the single for the album?
The single for the album.
The single for the album is expected to drop this month in September.
Uh-huh. All right, y'all. Get ready to hear it. Get ready to hear some heat. It was just really great speaking to you. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to, express yourself, let people know who you are, where you're coming from, and what to expect. So thank you, for, is there anything else before I, introduce, anything else you want to elaborate on?
No, I'm okay.
You good?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So thank you for being one of the best part with Front Row with Jackie Rowe. Thank you.
No problem.
You got it.